Let's get to it. It's how we wrap up the first hour of Sports Talk on a Monday. It's called It's Lit as we roll on 95.3 The Score.
Again, Butter, Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes!
What a display! They can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Throw it down. Good. And the Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years.
Yeah, boy. Final segment of the 4 o'clock hour on a Monday means it's time for Light 'Em Up, brought to you by Light Me Up Lager. Hot Valley's Light Me Up Lager, the perfect beverage for the big game. Light, crisp, easy to drink and enjoy. Light Me Up Lager will not weigh you down like other beers can. Homegrown, brewed, canned right here in the Whit. Available on tap and in 16-ounce cans throughout Oregon and the Pacific Northwest. Nick, Steve, and I are going, I'm Alex, are going to give our prime performers from over the weekend, basically our biggest performances and our biggest performances by players, teams, yada, yada, yada. You get it. You get the point. Who's going to start?
Nick.
Nick, you start.
I have to go? Oh boy, I should have been more prepared. We begin.
Nick, it's lit. Go!
DeAndre Hopkins of the Houston Texans.
Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
It's lit! Hopkins has had a hell of a season. He's worked with like four different quarterbacks throwing him the ball this season, and yesterday was no different. Between TJ Yates and Tom Savage, Hopkins ended up with 11 catches, 149 yards, and two touchdowns against the Niners, led all players, all receivers Niners. In that game in targets, receptions, yards, and touchdowns. He might be in position to actually snag some MVP votes this season. Things have gone just the way the season's gone in the NFL. He's second in receptions and yards and first in the NFL in receiving touchdowns. And yesterday, Hopkins lit it up.
It's lit!
It is lit. Steve, right. You or me?
I guess I'll go.
You go.
How about former Oregon running back Jonathan Stewart?
It's
yesterday,
lit!
Dude was lit.
Shout out, Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Snoop.
Critical December game for the Panthers. He became the first this season to rush for more than 100 yards against that Viking defense. And by the way, he is easily the greatest NFL running back in Oregon history. Not even close. He's right short of 7,300 rush yards. Got the scoring started yesterday. 60-yard TD run. Added his first shorty, a one-yard plunge to put the Panthers on top early in the second. Then to cap off the big win, went up and over the top from a yard out inside. 2 minutes left, sealed the deal. 16 carries, 103 yards, three touchdowns. The win ties them atop the South with the Saints. They will have to finish ahead as they were swept, but that performance yesterday by Jay Stu was lit.
It's lit!
All right, my turn. I'm going to go with Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger.
It's lit! Shout out, Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
If you did not know, the Steelers beat the Ravens 39-38 and outscored them in the fourth quarter 19-7. Ben Roethlisberger became the first quarterback in NFL history to record three games of over 500 passing yards in his career. That is really, really good. I really don't know any other way to put that. You needed a big win, you got a big win, and your quarterback throws for over 500 yards. 44 of 66. That's incredible. Ben Roethlisberger is a really good quarterback, and he played really good against the Ravens. End of story.
It's lit!
Okay, my turn again. I'm going LeSean McCoy of the Buffalo Bills.
It's lit! Shout out, Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Is he the first ever to be in the tool shed as well as being called to light it up?
I guess so.
I guess that's a first. Anyways, while playing in the second snowiest snowball game this weekend, slightly beating out RV Navy, the Bills and Colts were obviously going to run the ball a whole bunch, and that's exactly what McCoy did. 32 carries from McCoy, 152 yards, including the game-winning touchdown in overtime that iced things. It was only a 25-yard run, and I'm sure it felt more like 85 because everybody was playing in snow up to their knees, but even in the snow, McCoy lit it up.
It's lit!
All right, let's go arguably the best team in college basketball. Arizona State's lit.
Wait, what?
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Outside of Tempe, Arizona State has no hoop history. James Harden, great player, but even when they had him those two seasons, they only made the dance once, and that season, 2009, got bounced in the second round by Syracuse. This team last made a regional final in the tournament in 1975 before they joined the then Pac-8. But Bobby Hurley's got these guys going full-on high octane. Two great seniors, Trey Holder, Shannon Evans, and the ASU version of the microwave, Remy Martin, off the pine. And make no mistake, they didn't just beat Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse. They outplayed them. They were the better team. They win it going away. In the Pac-12, which looks like, I don't know, Arizona and Oregon, not what many thought. Who the hell knows what to make of UCLA after that blown lead at Michigan? This could be the class of the league, but for now, ASU, they're lit.
It's lit!
All right, for my last one, the last one, I'm going to go for everybody who watched the Army-Navy football game.
It's lit!
Y'all killed it.
Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
I think I figured out a big reason why we love watching this game so much, because we don't really care about the Army-Navy football teams per se, but you know how we look at the Heisman lists and we always look at those guys from like the teens and the 20s who won Heisman trophies? Like, Army and Navy? How are they the kings of college football? So it reminds us of when college football was like that, when it was like the Naval Academy leading the way for everybody. Like, Roger Staubach went to Navy. David Robinson went to Navy. We love these teams, and it's like a guttural thing for us as Americans. We love watching that. And it was in the snow, and they only threw three passes, and none of the guys who threw the three passes were quarterbacks on either team. Malcolm Perry ran for 250 yards for Navy, but Army gets the win. Ahmad Bradshaw, who name we recognize, Giants player, not the same guy.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a fantastic football game. So anybody who watched the Army-Navy game over the weekend, you lit it up.
It's lit!